Jane. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, it's June.
Oh, June. I'm sorry, June. My mistake.
And that's my middle name. Anyway, I'm calling for my dear friend. She was diagnosed with acid reflux about 4 or 5 months ago, and she had the endoscopy, the scope test. She has a mild little hernia, and so she took the generic form of Prilosec for about 4 months, and then she decided to go off of it because she doesn't want to take that type of drug. So she did, and then about a week after she went off of it, she got really bad heartburn, and it was bad, so she went back on it. But she doesn't want to take that, but what can she do?
Well, two things, ma'am. If her birthday is coming up, you can buy her a copy of a book entitled Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. That is actually the title. It was published in 2001, and it's still in print because so many people refer their friends to it because it tells us, oh, yes, I did happen to write the book along with Dr. Lane Leonard. It tells us that the most frequent cause of heartburn, and if you haven't heard this before, June, here we are, the most frequent cause of heartburn is not enough acid in the stomach. I am not kidding you. Now, some researchers back in 1969, no kidding, were able to prove that if there is the usual amount of acid in the stomach and it tries to go up into the esophagus, the sphincter muscle, you know, the round circular muscles that contract and relax, and we all know where those are located in the body. Anyway, the sphincter muscle at the top of the stomach, at the bottom of the esophagus, when it feels acid, it closes, and it won't allow the acid up into the esophagus, so we don't get heartburn. But if we don't have enough acid down in our stomachs, the sphincter muscle doesn't get the signal because the acid isn't strong enough, and so the acid goes right up through that open muscle and into the esophagus. Now, that is not the only cause of heartburn, but it is the major cause in over 50% of folks, and we do a test right there at Tahoma Clinic that tells us exactly how much acid a person's stomach is making. And I can't tell you, ma'am, we've been doing that test since 1976. We don't have to put a tube down in anybody's tummy either. No way. I can't tell you how many people have told me I never would have believed it. They were telling me I should block my acid, and this test told me I didn't have enough, so I went and took some of that hydrochloric acid from the health food store, and I was careful, like you said. That's why you should be working with the doctor on that. And my heartburn's gone as long as I take extra acid. And I told my doctor, and he just walked out of the room. And I hear that over and over and over and over again. Now, that's not the only cause of heartburn. I did say it was over 50%. There are other causes, too. For example, I've talked to people who got off of all the gluten because they had just discovered they had hidden gluten sensitivity, and what do you know? Their heartburn vanished. That can do it, too. Those are all listed in the book, ma'am. Now, in the meantime, and I will shut up shortly, I promise, it's been another ramble here. In the meantime, there is a type of heartburn stopper that has to be used all the time, and it's not nearly as good as if you need hydrochloric acid for your tummy, taking hydrochloric acid, because that actually improves your digestion and gets you better nutrition. And we want to do that. But it's called Refluxin, R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N. If it can't be found in your local natural food store, it for certain can be found at Tahoma Clinic. What it is...
It's Refluxin.
Refluxin, you got it. R-E-F-L-U-X-I-N.
Okay.
What it is are entirely natural substances, totally, that... One chews two or three of those tablets after meals. It goes down the esophagus, but it floats right on top of the food and will not let the acid come back up the esophagus. So it's kind of a little raft of floating natural stuff that keeps the acid down there. And she was so smart to get off those acid inhibitors because there's article after article after article in the medical journals now that show us that we have a higher risk of dementia if we take those things. We have a higher risk of osteoporosis. We have a higher risk of cancer. We have a higher risk of all kinds of problems because what we're literally doing is we're giving ourselves malnutrition by blocking our stomach acid, and that way we can't digest our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We can't get the minerals out. We can't get the amino acids out, blah, blah, blah. All of that's covered in that book, Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. You can get that at Tobin Clinic Dispensary, among other places, by Dr. Leonard and by me.
Okay. Well, I will tell her that. She did go back on her Prilosec, or the generic form of it, and she was wondering if she, since she went back on it, if she should take it in the morning or at night, and she really wants to get off of it really bad. So
as soon as she starts using the Refluxin after meals, she should be able to get rid of it. She'd have to chew them up after every meal, but then please give her that book, because if she has for example, if a person takes Prilosec, they shut off their acid entirely, but
yeah.
If they have low stomach acid, they still don't get total malnutrition. They only get partial malnutrition. Good grief. What we want is entire digestive absorptive process working properly.
Right.
So, yeah.
I understand that. Mm. Okay. I will try to give her all this information. I tried to write it down. So anyway, thank you so much. I just listen to your program all the time and get so much help.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am, and thank you for being a good friend to your friend there, because I bet you if she's in our age group, she doesn't want to look at dementia if she doesn't have to.
No, we're 82. We sure don't.
Nope, we don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am.